The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and happy new year, everyone. Hey, we are in 2023. It is so good to be back with you. And I do hope everyone has been good through the holidays, safe. And boy, you know, wow, what a time to be here on earth living this journey together. I'm super excited to be here with you. And it just feels really good to be back with you guys. I can feel your energy. We have lots to look forward to in 2023. There will be some challenges here and there, but what we're feeling is the remnants of what we have been going through for the last few years. From what I can see, what I'm picking up, everything can change. I'm not trying to be 100% accurate here, but it looks like maybe the first half of the year might be a little bit more of the lots of transition and unexpected stuff, but it doesn't mean it has to be bad. It just means that it's changing. And we're going to talk about a few things today. We're going to talk about this full moon that's coming up tomorrow in Cancer, which is a catalyst for really setting the stage for us to make the most of 2023. This year, it's going to be more about when the shifts come, we're going to be practicing more of what we've been learning. Even more, you know, like we're going to go with that flow a little better. You can always change your mind and not go through it and fight it. But I find the more that I practice certain mindsets, or if I find myself going back into an older way or pattern of thinking, like 3D, we call it, and I go, stop, we're not going to do it that way anymore, and shift it, it really, really helps. And I'll share some of that as well. So first of all, I want to welcome everyone that's joining me live. And as a surprise, I have put another freebie up for the month of January. It's on my website, Simple. It's a simple download. You can print it. It's a PDF. But it is a journal with prompts on resetting your life for 2023. It's a new year reset. Last year, at the end of last year, we put out a reflective thing. This is more like, it might touch a little bit on, okay, what did I reflect on last year? This year, it's about resetting. It's about time to let's do this. Let's be a participant about how we want to move forward in our life. So there's a lot of really cool aspects when I look in astrology for 2023. A lot of positives with a lot of hope, actually. Even though we will still feel some big surprising transitions, they've been really needed, apparently, for new things to come in. So with that, whenever something's going on, remember that. And, you know, as soon as, and here's a great little tip that has really changed my life personally, and other people that I have shared or spoke with that are doing this as well. It does work. But, you know, we have an energy, and sometimes we can get trapped into that old mindset of what we call 3D or third dimension. Earth is a five dimension planet now. It's 5D here. That's why it doesn't feel the same. That's why if we're trying to do things the old way, it doesn't work as well. So if you find that fear is kicking, and you're going to see that, throwing a temper tantrum out there, really, is what I call it. There goes the 3D temper tantrum. You know, it just tries to pull all this fear and all that crazy stuff in. You have to stop and you go, you know what? I'm not doing 3D anymore. And you can't choose for other people. You can choose for yourself. And I stop when I feel that trying to creep in or trying to come in. I stop and I go, no, there's nothing to be afraid of in 5D. we're in 5D. Let me just be in a 5D mindset. So I'm not saying you throw logic out the window and you don't protect yourself, because things are going on out there. The 3D deal still is out there, but we're not really, we don't have to choose to be experiencing life that way. We can change it. I mean, I personally don't want to live an entire life of being afraid of everything. I don't want to live like that. Do you? Who wants to live like that? Maybe some people do. I don't know. But I that's not for me to decide. I am not even here trying to judge that. I don't want it to come across that way. I want to come across as there's options. There's options, and you don't have to be in that if you don't want to be. So it takes practice. I'm not saying it's easy sometimes. Sometimes it really challenges you. But it's possible. It's so possible. So with that, I'm going to start right in, and then we'll go over to chat and see what's going on over there. But I want to start off, and I want to talk about this first full moon with these energies that are coming in on January 6th. That's tomorrow. We're streaming live here on January 5th. And this is a moon in Cancer. So the sign of Cancer is a watery sign. It's a sensitive sign. So you're intuition, your highly sensitive side, you'll pick up on things. It's a lot easier to connect. However, it has a very protective and fierce side. I mean, when it feels threatened, it will defend. It will defend it. Loved ones, it will fight. That's really the symbolic meaning of why it's represented by the crab. The crab was a fierce, brave, loyal defender of all that mattered to the crab, okay? It has that soft, tender inside. I know, now you're thinking food, but hang on. And then you have this hard shell on the outside that can just defend. So that's why it's represented that way in astrology, from the way I understand it. And it's interesting. So if you have Cancer in your rising moon, sun sign, you might feel this a little bit more. Or you'll feel it, whatever house it might land in your chart. So, you know, when we're looking at it from astrology, I asked the angels about this one. And the thing is that can come in with this one is the sensitivity and, you want to protect what you hold dear to your heart. It does bring up the questions to ask yourself, what matters to me? What really matters? What am I putting all of my energy into that doesn't matter? And where should I be putting that energy? It brings this up a lot. So this full moon really helps set us on a path for 2023. There's transition. There could be challenge, but it's mostly in the first half of the year. The second half of the year, we start to see this glimmer of hope. You know, we start to see like, wow, okay, that was kind of bumpy, but this is going to be better. And we start to feel encouraged. And if you can keep that in your mind while we're going, if you possibly are going through some challenges, whatever they may be, remember, fear can just lock you down and you don't do anything. You're afraid to make a choice. You're afraid to change direction. Everything is like that. You don't want to feel like that. We want to feel free to be who we are. And at the same time, we want to be safe. We want to feel safe. And that is very important, to feel safe, especially if you've been through something traumatizing, especially if you've been through tough things. And honestly, if you're living a full life here on Earth, you've been through something, probably more than likely. Everybody can relate somehow, some way, in different things they've been through. We all come here with different lessons to learn. So that's why we have different experiences and different journeys. So this would be about this focus. And the angels brought a strong message in about how focusing on aligning with your heart and what matters to you at the heart. What matters most to you in life? Who, what, whatever. It could be people, it could be family, it could be activities, it could be what is so important to you. What is mattering to you? That's what you want to be pinning down and paying attention to. And that is different for everyone. This is a good time because of this moon. And we want to really pay attention to what really matters. What am I putting all my intention and my energy into? And where am I putting my focus? And is that a waste of time? Or do I have it on what I really want? You know, that's important. The reason is this being that catalyst for 2023, now we move into the year aligned with our heart, aligning with the heart passion, aligning with what matters most to us. It could be as simple as you just want to take care of your family. It could, and that's not simple. And there's my family. Yes, that's Emmy. You know, she's 13 years old now. Wow, can you believe it? And she's amazing still. And then there's this energy of moving forward. So we want to align with what matters most to move forward in 2023. If I was to put that in a one simple sentence, that's what you want to do. You want to align with what your heart is saying matters most to you in your life to move forward through 2023. That's going to be the way to move through 2023 and forward. We're like halfway through the big shift. When you look at things in metaphysics and spirituality and moving from 3D to 5D, we are in like right in the middle where we're wrapping up. That's what this first half of 2023 is. We're kind of wrapping up that big transitional point where all the old has to get out of the way before the new comes in. You'll see it collectively out there in the world, but you'll also feel it personally with it, whatever. If things are running pretty smoothly for you or you've been going with this flow, it won't feel as bumpy for you. But for some that maybe you just haven't been ready and now you go, and the more resistant you are to what is changing, and I'm saying what's changing for you on your journey, what's important, and you know it's good for you to make this shift, but you're hesitant. Like, for example, what if there's a bad habit you want to stop and you know you need to stop it, but you're resistant to go there? You know, things like that on a personal level, you know it's better for you. That's kind of the vibe here. Wait, you know, you want to like find a way to find that courage to move through. We have some planets that are going to help us with that. We have a couple of retrogrades going on. But with the affirmation that I've set for this full moon, I align my intention and my energy with what matters most to my heart moving forward. Okay, so that's why I created the Reset Prompts Journal. It's got prompts and a journal where you can sort it out. You just can go download it. I got the link in YouTube. It's on my website right on front page. Super easy. It's just a freebie. It's my gift to you. It's good through January 31st. Then it goes away, because let's get on with this reset for this 2023 here. So I want to prompt you to get going on it. All right, and we also have the surprise coming up soon, so I'm excited that hopefully by the end of the month, we are into that nice surprise I'm bringing you. So here we go. If it's represented by the crab, and we have this representation here that this energy is strong, it's sensitive but strong, it reminds us of our own bravery, our own loyalty, and how willing are we to protect what we love or who we love or our families or what's important and what matters to us? See, that's what it reminds us of. So if you're finding that you need to maybe exercise some of these skills a little bit better, this would be good energy to work with. If you don't feel like you have been doing, I'm not really aligned here. I really need to work on what matters most. There you go. The Reset Journal will help you sort it out. It helps sometimes to just write things out or what's coming to your mind as soon as you read one of the prompt questions. It helps. Now, this energy is a lot of times represented as being kind of soft and highly sensitive and emotional. Yes, because it's sensitive, but it can be very fierce too. Very, very fierce. This is what helps you stand up and protect everything that you care about. So, yeah, there's two sides to this crab, okay? And you don't want to go against that one that's going to fight. You know, so you want to know that this is in you. It's strength. It's strength that I might be sensitive and I might be feeling this a lot, but I'm going to fight for what's right for me, or I'm going to stand up and protect, something like that. And when I say fight, I mean protect. So this moon It's a good time to really remind yourself about what truly is important to you and what you care about. What really matters? I'm going to say that a lot because that's the focus here. What's your motivation? What does motivate you? And why do you do what you do? Why do you do that? Why do I feel motivated when I do this or that? Those are keys. Those are so important. When people are looking and they're trying to figure out a direction of where they want to go, that right there alone, it might be something you weren't expecting. Okay? I know that right now, I'm here for the people that align with who needs to hear this message, or I just feel like I'm a messenger to just share as much as I can to help another. I know that I'm aligned because of how it motivates me and how I feel like I'm being healed while I'm doing this for you. It's hard to explain, but that's what I'm trying to say. Whatever it is for you, you might find that cooking or whatever it is that you do, or maybe you help volunteer or whatever it is you do with your community or your family or whatever, those things that you just love doing. We sometimes call them labor of love. Like if you just love getting up and making breakfast for everyone and you just love to do it and you always feel good about what you're providing, things like that, you're in alignment. For me, on my personal life, I love making the fresh breads and things from scratch. We make our own oat milk. We grow our own organic vegetables. That's a lot of labor of love, but I love it because I'm providing myself and my family with really healthy choices to eat. That's an example too. So I'm sharing my own life to give you an example. There you go. So whatever this questioning, whatever comes up for you, like what's my motivation? Why do I do what I do? What really excites me in life? Those are things you want to pay attention to. You may have seen them in the past as not as significant, or it was just right there the whole time, but you thought it was supposed to go the other way. Just don't discard that little quiet side of life. Don't discard it, because those are very precious too. This is going to help you find out what matters most to you and how you can reset your intentions moving forward. This is how you'll be able to figure out, okay, this is what I want to do this year. I tried this. I tried that. I'm pretty close to what I want to do, or maybe I'm not at all, but this is what I want to tweak. This is what I want to add. This is what I want to eliminate. Full moons, remember, they're releasing. Now, I said there was a couple of retrogrades. Okay, so here's where we have, you know, when you're reading a novel and you have the antagonist that kind of stirs the story. So here we go. So we have this full moon, and it's this beautiful moon that's really going to help us figure out what matters most, but it's right in the middle of a Mars and a Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. And so that can raise tension a little bit. Just be aware. Okay. It doesn't mean it's going to mess everything up. It's just going to, you might feel that in there a little bit. Mars and Mercury in retrograde, they can be challenging when they're together, because you can sometimes feel, for Mars especially, you feel stuck, you feel sluggish, and that's a planet of action. Go, go, go when it's going direct. But when you mix that with Mercury, which is that one that can mix up with communications, you can feel just foggy, confused, and stuck. So if you're feeling a little bit of that, not to worry. It's just a reflective time, okay? And sometimes it's hard to move forward when you feel that. That's more of a feeling like you step back, you know, two steps for every one step forward. It's not the end of the world. It's just, it can be uncomfortable a little bit if you're feeling that a little bit more. I wanted to make everybody aware of that, because while we're working on what matters to me most, these things I feel can actually help you reflect in those areas that seem to be triggering that challenge to clear it up, to actually clarify, wait, this is what matters to me most. I thought it was something else, but no, it's this. So don't feel like you'll have all the answers right now. It'll be more to the end of the month after that clears out a little bit. So that foggy backward energy, it can be a little uncomfortable, just be aware. But if you have awareness of it, it can really, really help you find out what matters to you most. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't feel like you have to make any decisions right now. You don't. It's more about letting go of any expectation and having all the answers right now. It's like being okay with not knowing what's next right now. I know. Like, wait, I want to know. It's a natural thing to want to know, but at the same time, we need to be okay and trust the universe here a little bit. How much do you trust yourself? Sometimes it is a one step at a time. It's more about being aware of that and being aware that I don't really know yet, but I know that I want to fine tune and figure out what matters most to me. That's where you want to sit with this for a few weeks, okay? So if it doesn't feel right, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to pause. Don't let that overwhelm you. Don't let that get you all stuck. Whenever I feel that fear or that confusion coming in, I just ask Michael. That's just where Archangel Michael, your guardian angels, your guides are wonderful to work with. They really can be your best friends here and say, hey, you know, I'm really feeling uneasy with this. I just need to cut a cord from that kind of energy and raise your frequency with something fun, something that makes you laugh, something that brings a joy. So sometimes we can feel like we're being pulled. And I find that that's more the case now that we are living on a 5D earth versus a 3D earth, and 3D still trying to exist on the 5D. It's a conflict. That's why it feels like it does. So the more I go, well, I don't want to feel that anymore. I'm not going to just sit here and just fret about it. I'll ask Michael, like, all right, that's making me uncomfortable, or I'm getting concerned about it and I don't want to be afraid to do anything. And then I just ask for that assistance to help me figure it out and work with me as a team to find a solution to a situation or a challenge or a problem. It works. Sometimes it takes longer than other times, but it does work. It also, I'll ask to clear out the fog while we're going through retrogrades so I can just sit still in a clear mindset as I'm focusing on what matters most. I don't have to make a choice. And this is what I'm sharing with you. So I'm hoping I'm making sense here. This retrograde energy is encouraging us to go slower. So sometimes we get excited, like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Go, go, go. And we kind of feel that sometimes right at the first of the year. Like, hey, New Year's resolutions. More like, let's reset our New Year's intentions and walk through it, not run. And I like that analogy. That helps me calm down because I'll get excited about things too. And it's like, no, we just need to go a little slower. The retrograde energy does slow us down so we don't move too fast because it wants us to readjust how we've been thinking about something. It wants us to reflect on how it was and how it could be or how we want it to change. So even though that fogginess is confusing, it can actually be a great time to go deep inside. Retrogrades are always about that. And reflect on that a little bit. So we have a little bit of that reflection overlapping from last year. And then reconnect with everything that you may have forgotten about yourself. Have you been too busy to remember all these amazing aspects of you? I love that part, right? You mean I can take some time to actually reconnect with parts of myself that I have forgotten? Oh, have you ever thought of it that way? Isn't that great? So you want to honor the sensitivity you might feel when this comes up, okay? If you're not, you may already be feeling it. You want to allow the sensitivities to guide you to a greater self-love, compassion for yourself, and patience. Yes, you will. It's not an impatient rush, rush, rush. It's actually a slowdown. Allow the sensitivity to highlight what your heart's been trying to tell you the whole time. Yeah. What's it been telling you? Have we been listening? Have we been taking ourselves seriously? Do we listen to ourselves? Do we trust ourselves? That's a self-love that's so valuable right now as we are transitioning with this big shift into a completely different way of life here on Earth. I mean, that's going to be amazing for you. Now, if you're looking at the energy under this moon, it's likely your heart will be guiding you to open it up a little bit, move some of the boundaries out a little bit, but it feels a little bit weird and edgy because we're sensitive. But guess what? We have the energy of the crab that you can protect. So if you had pulled your energies in real tight to protect yourself, to protect your heart, to protect all those things that matter to you, because you don't want them to get squashed or stepped on, and maybe they did in the past, it's encouraging you to pull it out a little bit. You're kind of expanding your boundary wall. You're not taking your boundary down. You're just expanding. Give yourself a little more space to explore and grow. So you have, I like that for people that may have been through some really tough things, because it's natural to pull that boundary in real tight and close your heart off. This is asking us to open our heart and be sensitive. And we're like, I don't know about that. That always is rough out there. It's asking you to do that, but open up, leave your boundary in place, just expand it out a little bit more. Basically, make your living space a little bit bigger so you can breathe, so you can experience life. So I like that a lot. I thought, oh, I like that one. I'm going to work on that one myself, actually. So growth. This one is about growth. Growth is going to happen for all of us. We are all growing. Even if you don't even try to grow, you're going to grow. It's inevitable. You're going to grow. It's a good thing. You're going to grow coming out of 2022 and into 23. And this moon is the catalyst for that. Okay, so it's a big deal. That's why I want to do a whole show on it. So if you are gentle with yourself as you move into this moon energy, you're looking for your growth and where you can stay open and where you want to be, where you want to be following your heart and what matters most. It's likely you won't really be making much sense of it until the end of the month. So keep that in mind. That's because of Mars and Mercury slowing you down a little bit, causing a little bit of confusion there. But that is to help you challenge and question things. It's okay to question. You could have believed something wholeheartedly, and then now it's making you question it. That's been happening a lot for people in beliefs. You're questioning, well, I don't know, is that... You're questioning everything. It's okay to question. You know, angels have always told me they do not have a problem with you questioning anything. Question. Do it. Ask them. They're not offended by that. 5D living isn't competition with somebody else. It's about self-confidence, self-awareness, self-growth, community, working together. But there's no you don't have to fight and be better than somebody else, or you don't have to worry about, you know, well, they got way more followers than me and nobody reads my posts. It's like, this is more about, you need to feel good about where you are. Okay? That just, if that affects you that much, things like that, this is questioning, like, where's the growth here? Where's the growth? So here you go. Now, the intuition, your intuition is going to be heightened during this because of that sensitivity side. So you're going to feel more intuition. That's a good thing. You want to feel that intuition because you want to trust your instincts. You want to trust what you're picking up. You want to feel that. You want to pay extra attention to that. What am I feeling? What are those intuitive feelings I'm getting? What is that flutter in my heart? What is that whoa in my mind, or, you know, that sensation you pick up? Pay attention to it. The intuition being heightened here is a gift. It's going to help you. Do you trust your own? What matters most to you? You're listening to your heart. You're letting it expand, keeping the boundaries up. Okay. So even though this very first full moon is connected to this type of energies. It's still a little bit connected to last year energy. This is where we're overlapping and transitioning, okay? And we're rolling into this. So it's kind of wrapping up and it's like the overlap. But it falls, it moves. That's why it's, you know, in astrology, your first sign is Aries, not Aquarius in January. It's further down. So we're overlapping in this first month here. So use it to reflect, use it to release. Don't, you know, okay, what worked last year, what didn't? And here's the thing with moving from 3D to 5D, which is really a big focus that I see in this year. So it's super interesting. This is a year number 7, by the way. It's a very spiritual number in numerology. It's a spiritual number. It's a 7. This is a 7. But this is really, wow, where we've gotten through a lot of the heavy lifting on pulling down like the old and, you know, dismantling the old stuff that needed to go away. And we're just about to a point where now we're going to really see a lot with that Aquarius coming in. We're going to see a lot of this innovation and things that are coming in that are new that are going to place or be better. And you'll see all kinds of interesting stuff out there. But keep a focus on what's going to matter to you most. And how can you tap into your gifts? And how can you collaborate? Or how can you trust yourself and work with that self-care more and find that there's such value in that? We are honestly so much more valuable when we have our self-care in check. Our boundaries are good and healthy. We can say no when we need to say no. Yes, when we want to. Listen and not be afraid to follow what matters most to us. Protect when we need to stand up for ourselves. Things like that. This is healthy mindset for 5D. All of what I just said. It guilt tripping and, you know, yanking and, you know, feeling like that is like, or feeling like you can't say what's right for you. Yeah, that can feel bumpy in 5D, and it probably has been. I think that's what we're seeing out there. I think we're seeing all those things that are just so uncomfortable that didn't bother me before. It can just be as simple as you're watching a movie and you used to love these kind of movies, and now it's like, I just don't want to watch that anymore. It's not the same. Or you'll watch an old one from 20, 30 years ago that you did love, and you're like, wow, I don't think I like that anymore. You're seeing your growth. You're just seeing how far you've come and how much you've grown. And it's like, okay, well, I don't want to watch those anymore. I'm just going to move on. That's fine. So many things will shift and change. That's probably the biggest thing that gets people is like, especially if you don't like change. And this has been challenging us to embrace change. So there you go. So there's quite a bit there. So, Archangel Michael is going to be your a wonderful angel to work with here with fear. Or if you feel foggy, or if you feel disoriented or scattered in the mind, because some of that energy with the retrogrades can make you feel that way. But if you're just feeling like, I don't know, I'm feeling a little uneasy, or you start to feel that anxiety kicking in or that fear, Guardian angels and Michael are fantastic for that. If you find that you just need a lift and your frequency feels very low, because really the whole world, basically what we're doing is we're reflecting off energies all the time. And when you start to feel uncomfortable around a particular energy, it means that you're just not at the same frequency anymore. It doesn't mean that they're wrong and you're right or vice versa. It just means it doesn't fit anymore. And it could be a group or an activity or, like I said, a movie. You just don't match the frequency of what that was about anymore. That's a good way to explain that. So you watch something and you're like, oh, that was so cool back in the day. Oh, let's watch that. I haven't seen that in so long. And then you're like, wow, I didn't enjoy that much. You're just seeing where you've grown and changed, and your frequency is different now. So when you start to feel the fear, the guilt, the self-punishing, or the, you know, just that down part, really think about what matters to your heart and what can you do? Maybe one little step, maybe it doesn't have to be a big one. You don't have to share any of this with anybody. That's up to you if you want to do that. I mean, here I am sharing it with YouTube, right? And everybody on it. But it's I'm here because I'm very passionate about wanting people to feel free from fear, to live your life and to follow your heart and to not let naysayers squash it down anymore. And it doesn't, you know, it can happen. I mean, they're out there. But at the same time, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of wonderful things falling into place. And if you were to look at your own life and how you can be a part of that with this wisdom that you're gaining and this growth that we are all going to have, you can flourish. We all have this opportunity to shift with this. So if I had to choose between, and you can tell whether you're thinking 3D or 5D. 3D has all the fear and war and violence and fighting and all that. That's very 3D. We've been living that for thousands of years. 5D is all this different approach to a lot of things and very confident, very independent, doesn't get upset, doesn't feel like it. It's very giving and sharing and there's a connection, but there's no need for all that fighting and there's no need for all of that. So it's also, you're not afraid. There's just not living fear is a wonderful thing. And it's just trying to push it on people. I know it's out there, but we also have an opportunity to choose to not have it. So I was throwing that out there just to make sure I was making it clear. But whenever I feel it, the angels have always helped me with that. Jophiel is great when you feel like you need a positive, you need a lift. If you're feeling really down and low and you need to raise your frequency, if you looked at it as energy, it's like, I just need to find something that lifts me a little bit. Get your mind off of it. Get your mind off of it. Sometimes we'll find ourselves pulling ourselves down if we're trying to find a solution to a challenge. And then we get all discouraged and bummed out because nothing's working. Get your mind somewhere else where to lift it. Ask for some assistance. They assist us. They don't tell us everything to do, but they will help you. They will help you. They will help find a way. I love it for energy clearing. Energy clearing will help a lot with that. So let me go say hello to everybody that is in the chat. Hello, guys. It's so good to see everybody. Who we got here? We have Candace. Hi, Candace. We have Journey to Becoming Me. Love it. How is that journey to becoming you going? Megan, hello. I'm so excited to have today off from work. So, oh, good. Good for you. I'm glad to have you here with us as well. We love having a group here. Let's see. We have Mashasha 757. Good to see you too. Journey to Becoming Me says, LOL. Yes, this energy can be a bit uncomfortable at times. It's weird. The amount of people dying around me, along with parts of my insides dying, releasing, brings a grieving process and trying to keep my focus on shedding out of my caterpillar into a butterfly. Yes, I get that. We're seeing a lot of that. We are too. We are seeing a lot of that. And at the same time, we're watching so much transition. And when we look at things with what people's life choice was for, like, you know, we have the souls that choose what they want to do when they come here. And I think we're seeing a lot of the shift and transition of they just are ready to go back home. This is an explanation of it. I feel that it is hard to see a lot of that because there is a grief and we are allowed to have a grief. It's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with missing. At the same time, I truly believe they don't die. They just transition into another experience and they are still connected. Not like ghosts and haunting and all that, but you know, they're still connected with us through love. And they smile and they have joy when they see us living our lives and they see us going on and doing that wonderful life. So I wanted to remind everybody of that. That was a good example. So I wanted to share that because there's so, we are seeing a lot of transition. We are seeing a lot of people leaving everywhere, personally. And when you just put on the news, And then at the same time, we're seeing there's a massive shift going on here. It's a completely different place, a shift, a world. To be a part of being in the shift is big. According to different documentation, okay, I'm not trying to say this is written in stone, but everything that I ask the angels and everything that I look at, it does seem to fall pretty close. We're right in the middle of it by like 2032, 2040-ish. It could be done and we're shifted. So if you look how this really started to build up around 2011, 2012, and then where we are right now, and then you put another decade or so on that, it's like, it's shifting. It's a lot of, so we're halfway, we're at the halfway point. It's starting to stop doing this part and move to the other, and it's overlapping a little bit. It makes more sense to me when I see it that way. And I look at what was so important to me before that just, that's, no. And I'm looking at, well, okay, if you looked at today as a brand new slate, where do I want to go now? And this is a clear slate. And like, what do I want to accomplish before I transition? You know, you're looking at it that way too. But yeah, there's a lot going on and I get that. But grief is a process. We hear that all the time. And I feel that we don't want to ignore it. But at the same time, you don't want to feel stuck in it. So I found so much joy in just knowing that, like, people that I love that are not here anymore with us in this plane, they smile when they see that I'm making the most of everything that I can in life. And that made me feel good, like I was having that connection with them. Does that make sense? I hope it did. Oh, those are deep things. Let me see here. Yeah, becoming a butterfly is rarely simple. Let's see. Hoping to stand confident in my authentic spiritual self and assist in healing others without fear of judgment from those with differing views. Send them angels on my way. So thankful for all of you. We're very thankful for you too. You always bring a really spark of joy into this group, by the way. Everybody that does show up and we have that connection, kindred spirit. So, and we're going to build on that this year. That's my goal, I'm hoping. Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's my intention. So I'm just being patient. I know, I feel like, oh, let's go. No, be patient. I know, we're working it. But 5D is causing you migraines. Candace, really? It feels like birth, rebirth, rising all in one. It does. Things are definitely changing. Yes, Michelle, they are. And, you know, And when you look at, I mean, even the beliefs of what we thought was, is it the shift of just, to me, I'm anchoring, I put my energy onto 5D living. And the more that I feel, and it happens, everybody will go back and forth. You'll go back and forth. Sometimes you'll even go higher than 5D. But you can feel it when you get pulled back into 3D. And you can just be around people that are still there in that mindset. And here's the big part. You can help people. And I'm going to respond to this with what Journey to Becoming Me was talking about with helping others. One of my greatest lessons in that was my good old saying, don't charge hell with the squirt gun thing. I don't really think there is a hell, to be honest. I think that we're trying to get out of it the whole time here. But, you know, it's more, if we were to look at everybody's individual journey, like we are all different individual souls living this spiritual life in a physical world, and we all came here with these different lessons to learn. Doesn't matter whether they're related to you by family blood, or they're your children, or they're your grandparents, or whoever, they're still individual souls. And I do believe that giving those people the space they need, we might want to help them so much, and they seem like they're going through a really tough thing. I've learned to help who asks or who wants what I can offer, what I can assist with. I'm not even trying to help the whole world, because the whole world doesn't want what I can do. I'm here to help those who are looking for what I can offer. Okay? That is a big one right there that took me to another level of, you are helping. You know, sometimes you feel like, well, they don't understand, or they don't take it seriously. Well, are we, and this is what I had to ask myself, am I trying to control how they believe? No. And for me, I think it was that. It was like, I can't control how another person believes or how they feel about it. I have to just be okay that I know where I am with it and what's right for me and others that want the same frequency alignment. Okay? Not everybody's going to be on the same frequency. Not everybody listens to the same radio station. Nobody watches the same shows. Everybody's on different channels. You're looking for the ones, you know, you can't help somebody that doesn't want it. Angels remind me of this all the time. Working with the angelic realm, what do? They don't help unless you ask. They don't violate free will. And it's a big reminder. And when I was really excited and really wanted to going there, and you're like, I want this. Well, this is what's working for me, but maybe not for them. Maybe their journey is just a completely different one. Remember, 3D is not, it's not like a right or wrong. It's just the beliefs are not going to be on the same frequencies. The approaches to life, the challenges, they're going to be on different frequencies. They're going to be on different stations. And we put our light out there. So, for example, on this show, I always visualize like a big light, and I just basically turn it on. I visualize, I'm going to put my light on so it can shine, so the people that need this message will find the show. That's my marketing. I'm not worried about numbers. I'm not worried about how much of this or that. I'm putting out an energy frequency to let everybody know, hey, I'm here if you need what I have. If not, though, that's fine. They don't need to be here. You see what I mean? So it took some growth on my part, maturity, to understand that. So the more I let go of trying to control everything around me, or how everything is done, or how they thought, I was sensitive to it because I grew up in everything trying to control me. So then when you finally break out of it, you're like, this is amazing. You don't realize that you're actually trying to do the same thing back. You know, it's little things like that. So I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I was sharing my experience with that. But I think it's helpful to know that shine your light. You don't have to chase them down. You don't have to force it. You don't have to push it. You don't have to hard sell it. You just have to shine your light and be who you are. And if they don't resonate with it, that's not the frequency to hang out in. I'm not saying you close them off, but you don't want it to pull you backwards either. There's a fine line to find which way it works for you. All right, let me move on. Let's see here. Things are definitely okay. Let's see. Aunt Karen, some get their hell on the front end and then patiently wait for understanding. Yeah, that's true. Journey to becoming me. I feel like I am walking around with a loudspeaker yelling, ask your angels for help, call on them. And at the same time, reminding myself to do the same. I ask the angels, I receive so much peace. Exactly. It does feel like that because you have a compassionate love for everyone to feel what the angels bring to you, or what love and just this joy feels like. You want it for everybody. I get that. Like, you would not believe. And then at the same time, you have to pull back. So when I started, just stop. I don't go around standing on a soapbox on the, I don't do all that. I just, you know, like, hey, I'm here. If you want to go there, if you don't come in here and pound on us, or, yeah, I won't. No, that's where I got my boundaries. Like, no, if you don't like it, then don't come around. This is not your frequency then. And the angels, I struggled with that a little bit. I asked the angel, because we come from this mindset of right, wrong, black, white. And angels say, well, there's a whole lot of different shades in there. There's a lot of different levels of that. I'm like, what? Yeah, there's not a right or wrong. And so that concept, when, especially if it's been ingrained in you, because 3D, what is 3D? 3D is you're right, I'm wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. This is good. This is, yeah, it's all like that. And if you don't do it this way, you know, the fear gets kicked into you, right? So that is that transition that you're feeling a little bit spiritually with. It's just this feeling of, wait, that's the part that's uncomfortable. You're feeling this old 3D shift and you're wanting to do 5D, but you're still feeling the crossing back and forth. So at the same time, some are going to be in that. So I hope that made sense. This is a deep topic. Yes, this subject is so way cool, but we're all feeling it so new and different. And even for people like ourselves, and I'll say ourselves, because we're all on this spiritual journey and we're very passionate about it here. It all still feels new. You think, wow, I'm finding out how much I really didn't know. Uh-huh. That's exactly right. And that's the way it is. And I thought, well, and I made a little bit of humor out of it for myself. I went, well, thank goodness I love to learn because we're learning a lot right now. We're all feeling like, gosh, how did that happen? Well, all of a sudden we feel like we're just learning everything all over again. Yes. And yes, I think we are. I think we really are. So let's see here. Yeah, it's true. You're welcome. Absolutely. Just ask is how I remember to ask. That's cute. Is how I remember to ask the angels when being stubborn. That's a good one. Yeah, you just ask. And I asked Michael a lot. I mean, I was just doing it yesterday. I saw something that concerned me. Remember, I said my dog is 13. She's doing good, but she's got some wonky back legs from arthritis. And, you know, I just look and I'm thankful every day. She's still here. She's great other than that. But at the same time, I want to know what I can do for her. Not control it. It's not control it. It's more, what can I do? And so I ask Michael to take the fear of concern and fret away and to help me give her energy that would comfort her and, you know, support her better. And I mean, even just giving her bath, you know, is a little bit different now because of that. We have to adjust. For a senior dog, giving her something, and she's a big one. She's a big Akita, so we're talking, she's as big as me. And so, you know, trying to work this out, and I literally now call it, let's go take our angel bath. And when I was breaking into tears one day because I was having a hard time because she, you know, she just has trouble with her legs. And I just said, I asked the angels to help me help her feel safe and to just bring that safe energy to her and calming energy and to let her know that I'm trying to help her feel better and give her that warm therapy on her joints and things like that. And you know, within seconds, it changed. It, to me, it was miraculous, but it was so elating and so amazing. And I'm giving you a simple explanation of something that is a life occurrence for everybody. You know, like this was with her, and I needed the strength to be able to help pick her body up with one arm, you know, to help her. And I mean, she's the same size as me. She's as big as if she was up on her hind legs, she'd be taller than me. So she's a good sized dog. And I just needed that strength and that energy and not feel afraid and not discouraged and not panicking. I needed to just go with this comforting, healing energy. It was the most beautiful thing. So ever since that time, that's what we do. We go take angel baths now. We don't do it without them because they keep me in that mindset of not letting fear and anxiety and panic and emotion kick in that would affect and distress her. And now we're both having this great, beautiful experience that's very loving and healing and helping her. And that's a simple explanation of just giving my dog a bath, you know? So you might find that in a different way. You might find that with your children, or you might find that with yourself, or you might find that with, you're just trying to keep a plant alive in a pot. You know what? What's beautiful about the universe and love is this whole thing is connected. It's not just a plant in a pot. It's part of this universe with us. It lives. It's connected. We're connected. And you feel this beautiful joy that comes around. That can bring so much peace to whatever it is you might be dealing with. Try applying that whenever you feel that come in on something that's difficult. It could be you're just dealing with people in a different mindset, like we were talking about, that are just pulling you down. That's when I stop and go, don't let it do that. They can have their opinions. Let me move on and put that boundary up. Put that boundary up where it can't harm you, whatever it is. But it's not cutting people out of your life as much as it is not letting the energy pull you down. If we looked at everything in an energy frequency, there is no cutting somebody off. It's more everybody's resonating differently and it shifts constantly. So when you work with energy healing, that's exactly what you're doing. You're shifting that energy to a different frequency, one that suits and heals better, one that supports a homeostasis, so to speak, for what you want to experience. So with that said, I think this was awesome. It was so good to be back here with you guys. I'm hoping in the next week or two, I have some really good news for you guys where we can build on this amazing connection that we have here. So just hang in there because I'm still working on it. And I do hope that if you find that the reset journal prompts will help you, please go get it. It's free. It's a gift. I wanted to give you guys something to get going with it and give you some direction. And so it's right there. The link's in the YouTube. It's on my website, right on front page. If you're not on the newsletter on the front on my website, please do get on the newsletter. I'm going to be announcing some things there too. And I'm looking forward to a year of beautiful growth in 2023 with you together. We're all going to grow. We're all going to find better ways for everything. And we're going to find our strength. We're going to find these little forgotten parts of ourselves. We're going to find what matters most to us. And that's where we're going to put our energy. So with that, I love you guys. And I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com